Yeah, it is tricky. I didn't really expect when I was down in Syracuse, first couple of days it was the hammies were fatigued, and it's a process. But luckily, I feel great, and I've been taking care of it with the trainers, and I have a pretty good routine going on. So,
where in the swing do you feel it when the hamstring is off? Do you feel it most in the kinetic chain of trying to put together a good swing?
I don't think I feel in the swing more. It's more so probably moving laterally and deeper and sprinting. So that's pretty much where I feel it the most.
What did the break, in a sense, give you a chance to do in the middle of the season to get ready for this little stretch toward the trade deadline, toward the end of the year?
Kind of gave me some, like, clarity with a couple things that went on in the beginning of the season, and things that I need to do better and work on to help my team win some games.
What were some of the things that you did notice that you'd like to improve upon as far as when you're hitting?
I think a big thing is having a better routine. I thought I had a pretty good routine, but I didn't know how much better it could be. And I think it's a big thing when your body feels good, everything's working the way you want it to work.
As you come into your own here, when you talk about the routine, guys like Soto and Alonso, they have their routine. How hard is it to find the perfect thing for you? Because it takes sometimes years and years of years of trial and error to get it right.
Like you said, it takes years and years. Those guys that you name have a couple years under their belt over me, and I think it's more so paying attention and like listening to your body and being kind of like understanding, like, my body feels this right now, how do I get this better? And then it's like, I could say like year 3-4 you start to figure out, okay, like, this really works for me. And you got guys like Lindor that are just in their 10th year, and he pretty much is like on it every single day. He doesn't miss it. So
thanks, Mark, appreciate the time.
Thank you.